This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a series of studies which I'm entitling Choice and No Choice. And as a background for that study, I want to call your attention to several passages of Scripture, the first found in the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church at Thessalonica, the second letter, in the second chapter in verses 13 and 14. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you through our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that Paul makes clear that God has called men to salvation by means of the gospel of Jesus Christ, not by some direct action, not some miraculous action of the Holy Spirit. It is, of course, by the Holy Spirit, but the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit acts in conversion through the Word of God. Further, we find that he called them through the gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a matter that is offered to everybody. Then we find again another passage which is pertinent to our matter of choice and no choice, this passage from the Old Testament. In Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, Joshua calls to the people of Israel, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And then back to the New Testament, the words of Jesus Christ is recorded in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Notice Jesus calls, that intimates that everybody has a right, has the power to choose whether he will answer that invitation or not. But now as we talk about each one of these matters that will be involved in our study, we will be considering the question as to whether we have a choice about them or do not. Now, for instance, I am a living human being, and so are you. I had absolutely no choice about that. There was no one who came to me before I was born of my mother and asked me, "Would you choose to be born?" It might be if I could have had existence before then and could have made up my mind about it, I might have said, "Well, you know, if I'm born as a human being, I just might wind up being lost eternally, and so I just decide that I will not be born." Or I might decide to be born as a cow or a dog or a cat or a fish, something of the sort, not as a human being. But I did not have that choice. In the infinite wisdom of God, he has put the power of procreation within man and woman, and he himself is the father of our spirits. And so we do not have a choice in the matter of the fact that we do have life. We all have life, with all the responsibilities of being human that go along with it. And so as we look at the first matter in our list, we'll have to put it in the column. And just imagine now that you have two columns before you and you check choice or no choice. Here on this first one, you will be under obligation to check no choice. God calls us to life, and there isn't anything we can do about it. We're human beings. We have to live with it. We have to have that responsibility with all of its privileges and obligations and responsibilities. Now, the second thing to which I'd like to call your attention is the fact that God calls us to perfection. That it, God calls us to live a life above sin. When he created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden, he gave them this instruction: "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." You see, God is here calling them to perfection. He is calling them to live above sin, calling them to live a life of obedience to his will. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, the Apostle John said, "My little children, these things write unto you, that you may not sin." You see, God calls us to perfection. Each one of us has a choice. We can make up our own mind whether we will love and serve God or not. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the great question, choice or no choice.